AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was his last press conference of the year. President Obama talked a lot about Russian hacking. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
About hacking, Ed, and who's responsible for the theft and leaking of damaging Democratic emails that Hillary Clinton now thinks may have cost her the election.
Not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin.
The president says the intelligence he's seen leaves no doubt the Kremlin's responsible, and he hopes President-elect Donald Trump will get behind an independent probe of what he calls this interference with America's democracy.
That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Trump has called the findings of U.S. intelligence on this ridiculous. Obama voiced regret the issue's become a political football, but wouldn't say if he thinks electors should get classified briefings before Monday's vote by the Electoral College on his successor. Ed?
That's the AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. Hillary Clinton told donors in New York last night Russian interference cost her the election.
This is not just an attack against me and my campaign, although that may have added fuel to it. This is an attack against our country.
A take from the New York Times. Clinton says Vladimir Putin has some kind of personal beef against her. In Aleppo, in Syria, the evacuation of civilians is on hold. At his news conference, President Obama said the world is united in horror about Aleppo.
Responsibility for this brutality lies in one place alone, with the Assad regime and its allies, Russia and Iran. And this blood and these atrocities are on their hands.
John Glenn's flag-draped casket lies in honor for a public viewing at the Statehouse Rotunda in Columbus, Ohio. A public memorial service for the former astronaut and former senator will be held tomorrow at Ohio State University. Tech and financial stocks took a step back on Wall Street after reaching record highs. The closing bell sounded and the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 9 points. This is AP Radio News. Stormy weather takes different forms in California. In the Sierra Nevada, some places got as much as 3 feet of snow. Around Los Angeles,
when I woke up, it's raining.
Star Enriquez in L.A. is getting soaked.
There's rain, plenty of rain. And then that one, I thought there's no flood there in California.
Mud from the San Gabriel Mountains flowed into the foothill city of Duarte near Los Angeles. Two people had to be rescued from cars stuck in mud. A strike has shut down Paris's Eiffel Tower for a fourth straight day. Today is the day Nancy Gonzalez is in Paris in hopes of going up the tower with her new husband.
Right now we're in our honeymoon and our photographer came all the way from Mexico to make our trash to dress pictures.
Gonzalez was hoping to have a romantic dinner with her new husband at the Eiffel Tower restaurant. She has had to make other plans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.